If your teacher has given you the goal of working on fluency, I would like you to listen to me read this selection one time and then return to this MP3 file and read it with the file two times, and finally the fourth time through, read it aloud yourself. This will help build your fluency. I'm reading from the introduction of When is Talent Alone Enough? Talent is often overrated and frequently misunderstood. French poet and dramatist Edouard Pelerin pointed out, "Have success and there will always be fools to say that you have talent." When people achieve great things, others often explain their accomplishments by simply attributing everything to talent. But that is a false and misleading way of looking at success. If talent alone is enough, then why do you and I know highly talented people who are not highly successful? Talent is never enough. Peter Drucker, the father of modern management, said, "There seems to be little correlation between a man's effectiveness and his intelligence, his imagination, or his knowledge. Intelligence, imagination, and knowledge are essential resources, but only effectiveness converts them into results. By themselves, they only set limits to what can be contained. If talent were enough, then the most effective and influential people would always be the most talented ones, but that is often not the case. Consider this. More than 50% of all CEOs of Fortune 500 companies had C or C-minus averages in college. 65% of all U.S. senators came from the bottom half of the school classes. 75% of U.S. presidents were in the lower half club in school. More than 50% of millionaire entrepreneurs never finished college."